Welcome to the latest installment of the Credibility Podcast. Along with your host, Michelle Glass, here's Steve Moore with a look at what you should know and what you should do when you're in debt.
Michelle, when it comes to the subject of debt, there are a few questions that seem to keep rising to the top, and we've listed those out today. So let's start with this one. What do I do about annoying phone calls at dinner time from collection agencies? So obviously, this person does have some debt.
Well, if they have some debt that's outstanding and it's past due, you can expect to receive calls and letters from the creditors wanting to know when they're going to be paid. So the best thing to do is to pick up the phone and tell them what's going on. Let them know why you're behind on your bills and when you plan to catch up on those. Mm-hmm. Now, if they're doing something illegal, they're using inappropriate language or they're threatening you, then you can tell them not to use that type of language and to cease and desist because of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. So there are guidelines that they are supposed to follow when they are trying to collect a debt, but you need to make sure that you proactively get in touch with your creditors and find out if they can work with you to pay back your debts.
Good. All right, question number two, are consolidation loans a good idea?
Well, consolidation loans are a little bit tricky because if you haven't stopped the behavior that got you into the process, then why are you consolidating? Because that means that you'll most likely run the credit card debt back up. So what I would suggest is that you look at each of your individual debts, make sure that you work out a plan to pay back those debts and negotiate with whatever the rates are so that you get the best deal so that you're able to pay those debts off as quick as you can. Okay. If you are in a bind and you're having trouble managing those debts, that's where a full service credit counseling service can help you.
What about borrowing from my 401k?
Well, we always tell people not to borrow from their 401k to pay off debts or to consolidate debts. Again, you're going to be penalized through taxes if you do that. If it's to avoid bankruptcy, then maybe your 401k is a last resort. So, yes, you may want to do that. If it's to avoid foreclosure, then yeah, maybe you want to apply for a hardship 401k loan to save yourself from foreclosure. But if it's just to pay off credit card debt and then you haven't changed those bad habits, you may not want to do that.
Okay, final question. Should I try to save while I'm behind on my bills?
You know, that's a great question, Steve. We get that a lot. Should I be putting money aside in a savings account if I'm trying to pay down overwhelming debt? Mm-hmm. And that's a two-part answer, if I can take a little moment. You should have a little bit of money in your savings account because what that's going to do is it's going to help you avoid any other emergencies that come up. So maybe just having $500 or $1,000 in a savings account will give you that cushion that you need. But your focus should really be on paying down that debt as quickly as you can.
And if you have further questions in this regard, we can help. We have lots of resources on our website.
We have classes, we have podcasts, we have a lot of resources. So you choose your learning method and we'll be there to help.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.